This office is made possible by EWTN Global Catholic Network. Visit EWTN.com/on-demand for your largest source of solid Catholic content. Now let's pray.
O God, come to my assistance.
Lord, make haste to help me. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto. Sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Alleluia.
Utque ant laxis resonare fibris, mira gestorum, famuli tuorum, solve polluti, labireatum, sancte Ioannes. Nuncius celo, veniens supremo, te, Patri magnum, fore nasciturum, nomen et vitae, seriem gerente, ordine promit. Ille promissi, dubius superni, perdidit prompte, modulos loquele, sed reformasti, genitus peremte, organa vocis. Ventris obtruso, positus cubili, senseras regem, talamo manentem, hic parens nati, meritis uterque, abdita pandit. Laudibus cives, celebrant superni, te Deus simplex, pariterque trine, supplices sacnos, veniam precamur, parce redemptis. Amen.
Elizabeth, the wife of Zechariah, gave birth to a great man, John the Baptist, who prepared the way for the Lord. Praise, O servants of the Lord, praise the name of the Lord. May the name of the Lord be blessed, both now and forevermore, from the rising of the sun to its setting. Praised be the name of the Lord. High above all nations is the Lord, above the heavens his glory. Who is like the Lord our God, who has risen on high to his throne, yet stoops from the heights to look down upon heaven and earth. From the dust he lifts up the lowly, from his misery he raises the poor, to set him in the company of princes, yes, with the princes of his people. To the childless wife he gives a home, and gladdens her heart with children. Gloria Patri et Filio, et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio, et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Elizabeth, the wife of Zechariah, gave birth to a great man, John the Baptist, who prepared the way for the Lord. John, the forerunner of the Lord, was born of an old and childless couple. My soul, give praise to the Lord. I will praise the Lord all my days. Make music to my God while I live. Put no trust in princes, in mortal men in whom there is no help. Take their breath, they return to clay, and their plans that day come to nothing. He is happy who is helped by Jacob's God, whose hope is in the Lord his God, who alone made heaven and earth, the seas and all they contain. It is he who keeps faith forever, who is just to those who are oppressed. It is he who gives bread to the hungry, the Lord who sets prisoners free, the Lord who gives sight to the blind, who raises up those who are bowed down, the Lord who protects the stranger and upholds the widow and orphan. It is the Lord who loves the just, but thwarts the path of the wicked. The Lord will reign forever, Zion's God from age to age. Gloria Patri et Filio, et Spiritui Sancto. Sicut erat in principio, et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. John, the forerunner of the Lord, was born of an old and childless couple. There is no man born of woman greater than John the Baptist. Praised be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has bestowed on us in Christ every spiritual blessing in the heavens. God chose us in him before the world began to be holy and blameless in his sight. He predestined us to be his adopted sons through Jesus Christ. Such was his will and pleasure, that all might praise the glorious favor he has bestowed on us in his beloved. In him and through his blood we have been redeemed, and our sins forgiven. So immeasurably generous is God's favor to us. God has given us the wisdom to understand fully the mystery, the plan he was pleased to decree in Christ, a plan to be carried out in Christ in the fullness of time, to bring all things into one in him, in the heavens and on earth. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. There is no one born of woman greater than John the Baptist. According to his promise, God has brought forth from David's descendants Jesus, a savior for Israel. John heralded the coming of Jesus by proclaiming a baptism of repentance to all the people of Israel. As John's career was coming to an end, he would say, "What you suppose me to be, I am not. Rather, look for the one who comes after me. I am not worthy to unfasten the sandals of his feet. Prepare the way of the Lord, make straight his paths. He who is to come after me existed before me. Make straight his paths. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto. Prepare the way of the Lord. Make straight his paths." Zechariah entered the temple of the Lord, and the angel Gabriel appeared to him, standing on the right of the altar of incense. My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has looked with favor on his lowly servant. From this day all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. He has mercy on those who fear him in every generation. He has shown the strength of his arm. He has scattered the proud in their conceit. He has cast down the mighty from their thrones and has lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty. He has come to the help of his servant Israel, for he has remembered his promise of mercy, the promise he made to our fathers, to Abraham and his children forever. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Zechariah entered the temple of the Lord, and the angel Caperia appear to him, standing on the right of the altar of incense.
Let us pray joyfully to God our Father, who called John the Baptist to proclaim the coming of the kingdom of Christ. O Lord, guide our feet into the way of peace. You called John the Baptist from his mother's womb to prepare the way of your Son. Help us to follow in that path which the Baptist opened before the Lord Jesus. May your church, in imitation of the Baptist, fearlessly point out the Lamb of God, so that people in every age may acknowledge that the Lord comes to them. John the Baptist did not exalt himself, but acknowledged his role as forerunner of Christ. Teach us to acknowledge that you are the giver of all our good gifts, and that we must use them in your service. You called John the Baptist to give testimony to you by his life and even by his death. Help us to imitate his unceasing witness to your truth. Remember those who have died. Give them a place of light, happiness, and peace.
Pater noster, qui es in caelis, sanctificetur nomen tuum, adveniat regnum tuum, fiat voluntas tua, sicut in caelo et in terra, panem nostrum quotidianum da nobis hodie, et dimite nobis debita nostra, sicut et nos dimitimus debitoribus nostris, et ne nos inducas in tentationem, sed libera nos a malo.
O God, who raised up Saint John the Baptist to make ready a nation fit for Christ the Lord, give your people, we pray, the grace of spiritual joys, and direct the heart of all the faithful into the way of salvation and peace. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever.
Amen.
Dominus nos benedicat, et ab omni malo defendat, et ad vitam perducat aeternam.
Amen.
Thank you for praying with us. If you love Sing the Hours, you will also love the beautiful liturgies that EWTN offers every day on YouTube, Facebook, and on demand. From the beautiful sacred music featured in their daily masses, and Sunday Vespers with benediction with the Franciscan Missionaries of the Eternal Word, EWTN is a key media partner in helping you participate in the liturgy of Holy Mother Church. Subscribe to EWTN's YouTube channel at EWTN Catholic TV and download the EWTN app on your smart TV or mobile device. God bless.